The following has been recorded in conjunction with OU Torah, the Daf HaShavua Foundation, and Congregation Beth Aaron. We continue now with Masechet Beis HaDaf Hei Amud Beis. We are approximately 14 lines from the top of the page. Previously, we had seen that the Gemara introduces a concept in the name of Rabbi Yosef, known as Kol Dover Shebeminyan Sarach Minyan Achal HaTiro, that whenever it comes to a matter which has been established, a takana, gezeira, a certain enactment that is created, as Rashi says, with kibbutz chachamim, we have a group of sages that get together and introduce a certain takana, so that is going to remain in effect until you have a minyan acher, until you have another assembly of rabbis that comes along and officially repeals the original takana. Now, the fact that it may seem naturally to expire is not enough. You require minyan acher lahatiro that is going to remain in effect indefinitely until it is officially repealed by the same process to which it was established. And we have seen that Rabbi Yosef presents us with two makoros for this idea. The first marker comes from the Torah itself. We see that the Torah tells us before Matan Torah, at the moment of Maimon Har Sinai, that the men were instructed to separate from their wives because in 3 days the Torah was going to be given. And after that period ended, it was still necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and say, Shuv Alechem L'Alechem, it is now permissible to go ahead and to return, literally to go back to your tents. In other words, to resume having normal marital relations. So we see the fact that circumstantially the particular takana is no longer really necessary to remain in effect. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still had to officially go ahead and pronounce explicitly that the takana was no longer in place. Additionally, Rabbi Yosef quotes another marker for this idea. We learned on the previous Amud that there's a din that Kerem Rivai, that the vineyard, the fruits of a vineyard in the fourth year have to be brought to Yerushalayim and consumed there. It is permissible to go ahead and to redeem the payroll onto money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then go ahead and use it to buy food in Yerushalayim, like Meister Sheni. And there was a takana that was made that anybody who lives within 1 day's distance travel from Yerushalayim is not to be posed the fruits onto money, because we want, Chazal wanted, kedei la'ate shuke Yerushalayim b'peros. In order that what? The streets of Yerushalayim should be adorned with fruits. It should be beautiful. The people should come and they should see the beauty of Yerushalayim. The Gemara went on to tell us that later, if Yochum Zakeh came along after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he went ahead and he repealed that original takana, and he said there's really no need anymore to tell anybody that they have to bring their fruits to Yerushalayim, that it's certainly acceptable to be told that. Why? Because Yerushalayim at this point is being occupied by our enemies, and there's no need to go ahead and to make it look beautiful when unfortunately the entire city is in a state of Churban anyway. So the Gemara right now, again, 14 lines from the top of the page, is going to address why is it that we need to have two sources for this idea. Why is it necessary? So it says the Gemara of Chitema, maybe you would have said, how many be the Raisa? This whole idea that Kol Dover Shebamin Yitzarach Minyan Achlat Hiro, that only makes sense b'doraisa. Because Rashi, b'isa shiyaf mipi agura, when it comes to a matter which was articulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, chutzrachmi v'shmo aheter mipiv. So then it's necessary that we need to hear a heter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. However, continues the Gemara, that maybe about the Rabbanan lo. As Rashi says, about the minyad Rabbanan lo be'inan shayusa behedyol ha'mechlela. Maybe when it comes to what? To an enactment, to a gezeira that is established by the rabbis themselves, so maybe it's not necessary. So Kamashma comes along what? The second case of Kerem Rivai that we just discussed. Kerem Rivai Drabbanon, this of course is only rabbinic in nature. Now Ka'amri Lay, and yet, Rabbi Eliezer's Tamidim still said, they informed him that there had been an official repealing of the Tachana through Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and so therefore you see this din, the Kol Davar Shebeminyan Tzarach Minyan Achalat Hiro, is not only when we're dealing with the din Daraisa, but even when we are dealing with a din Dirabana. So Gemara continues, the Chitema Beis Anami. What's the background over here? So Rashi says over here, Hash Nahadu Rabbi Yosef, Masuke Nosa. Now Rabbi Yosef is coming back, he's returning to conclude the discussion of what we started earlier, the Amar that he said, Afmi Takana Shem Yochman Zakeh Eilach Beit Asura. You recall that Rabbi Yosef taught that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai established that it was permissible to accept Eidim even after Mincha, the din that it bases is going to be also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is still in effect. So now the Gemara says, this is all Rabbi Yosef speaking, the Chitema, maybe you'll tell me, Beis Anami, the same is true when it comes to the egg. Imnu alo Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai v'shayua. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai went ahead and he voted together with his chaverim and permitted the egg for consumption on the second day. Because after all, from this point on, the only reason why we observe the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Mishum Snake of the Yom. Says the Gemara, no, that's not so. He inua edos, that when they got together and they voted and they determined that this is going to be the din, the only issue that they were really addressing at that point was the issue of edos, accepting the edim after the Karban Tamid Shobein Arbayim. However, Abeit Zaloim knew. However, they never spoke, they never voted, they never discussed the question of whether or not a beitza, the egg, is going to be mutter on the second day. So Amalei Abaye disagrees with the Yosef in terms of his logic. He says, "Oh, the beitza b'minyan lihavoy." Do you mean to suggest that originally, when they got down and they discussed the whole status of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that they ever discussed the question of the egg anyway? Certainly not. That was never part of the original gezerah. Rather, the status of the egg is always going to be dependent on the matter of edus. Itzar edus, itzar beitza. That when accepting edim is prohibited, min cholamala, so the mela, what the effect of that is going to be is that the beitza is also going to be usur, as we explained, because then the second day of Rosh Hashanah is considered to be an extension of the first day. It's Yom HaRichtas Kedush Achaz. Istri edus. If, however, the Chazal come along and they repeal the original Takana and they say at this point we will accept Edim even after Mincha, so the male issue Beitza. So that what's going to be, the net effect is going to be that the egg is going to be permissible as well. And so therefore we have my focus over here between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef as to whether or not it's necessary to go ahead and to repeal the Gezeira of the effects of the original Takana as far as the status of the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is concerned. Okay, Gemara now continues to discuss Rabba's Kula. Previously on Hemet Aleph, we had seen that according to Rabba, after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who said that we can accept witnesses, Aden, even in Amin Chol Mala on the first day, so at that point on, a beitza that is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutter on the second day. So the Gemara now presents those who disagree. Rav Shalman, Shavayim and Beit Kluchis, both of them from a place called Beit Kluchis, Amri, they said that Afmi Takanas of Yochanan Zakkai ve'elach, even from the time of Yochanan Zakkai made his takana that says that we can accept Edim and Amin Chol Mala, Beitza Asura, it is still going to be prohibited to eat an egg which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day. My time, what is the reason? After all, as we explained already, according to Rabba, there's no reason to prohibit it anymore. The only reason why we observe the second day is Mishum Sekhid Yomah. So he says as follows, we hope and pray that soon the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and that will therefore require once again the restoration of the original prohibition of accepting Eden after the Zman Mincha. The Yomru, and if that's the case, then when it comes to the status of an egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, people are going to say the following. Last year, they're thinking back before the Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt. I remember there was an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We had a Shaila. We asked the Rav. And he passed him that, what? It's permissible on the second day. So Hashanami, so what are they going to say? So now also, Nechol, let's eat it on the second day. V'lo Yadi, and they're not going to realize that, no, it's different. Ishtakej to Kedushah's day. Last year, when the people are thinking back to the previous year, before the Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt, so the reason why the egg was going to be mutter on the second day is because the observance of the second day was only Mishum Seikah Vioma, and therefore it was Mamish Shtei Kedushos. It was really, had two separate statuses, they were two separate halachic entities, and therefore it's like any other Yom Tov Sheni Shegolos. However, Hashta Kedushah Chasi. But now, when we know in fact when Rosh Hashanah is, there is no Sfeik of the Yom anymore. And so therefore the Takana, the Chazal say that we have to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that is Kedush Achas. That's an extension of the original day, and they're not going to realize that the circumstances have changed, and that is now going to affect the status of the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So based on this, Rav Adam and Rav Shalman say we disagree with Rabba, even though really, theoretically right now, yes, we could be making like Rabba, but it's not a good idea. Because when here you bought Migdash, Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt speedily, and it's going to cause this Kakola. People are not going to know the day. So the Gemara continues and questions this line of reasoning. Says the Gemara, if it's true, that we are concerned about mistakes that people will make because they don't understand the reasons behind all the dinim, and therefore we will choose to continue to maintain a takana, to keep a certain enactment in effect, even when, because of the circumstances, they don't really apply. So if that's true, so then we should not accept testimony. We should not accept Edom that come in a Minchal Mala, even when the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of Korban. What's obvious from the Gemara's line of questioning over here is that the practice of establishing Rosh Chodesh al-Pi HaRi'iyah continued even after the period of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a period where there was no longer an Avoda, but yes, they were still Mekadesh al-Chodesh al-Pi HaRi'iyah. That's obvious from the way the Gemara presents this question. That's not something that everybody always realized, so it's good to just make that hara. Anyway, says the Gemara, if it's true that we're concerned about the mistakes people will make, so then even after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, we should not accept the Edim and Amin Cholamala. My time and why? Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash. Once again, we're hoping that very, very soon the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. The Yomru, and in a situation where what? Witnesses are going to come after Mincha on the 30th day, so people are going to say the following. Well, the Shtaki last year, Milo Kibalnu Eidos HaKodesh Kol Yom Kulo, didn't we accept Edim the entire day? Because again, according to Yochum Zakai, we could repeal that revision of Zakana. So that's the way we remember it. So Hashanami Nakabo. So let's do the same thing now. But they will have forgotten, no, the situation is different. Kol's Mana Beis HaMikdash is in a state of Khurban, so there's no Avoda anyway, so there's nothing to be concerned about. But as you recall, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, if we accept the Edom too late in the day, so that may cause a problem. The problem being that the Levim are going to sing the wrong shir. They're going to sing a shir shachol accompanying the Korban Tamid Shir B'Lein Arba'im, but really it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. And that's why there was original takana that we no longer accept Edom too late in the day. Now that whole takana only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. There's no reason to apply in a state of Korban. So says the Gemara, just as you go ahead and say that we're concerned of a takala when it comes to the Beitza, we should have the same concern when it comes to the question of accepting Edom. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, how can you possibly compare these two situations? They're fundamentally different. Hasim Edus Masur LeBezdin. When it comes to the question of accepting Edus, who is overseeing that process? That's something that's Masur LeBezdin. Says Rashi, Liyara Kohi, Edus Kachim LeBezdin. The only individuals who are going to be dealing with this matter of accepting Edom are the Bezdin themselves. The Hei Yodim Tano Shadavar, Lo Yitu. Bezdin knows the reason. There's no concern that Bezdin is going to make a mistake, because this is something that is obvious to a person who knows the din. However, Beitza Lakol Masura, however, the question of the egg, so that's something that really affects everyone. Says Rashi, Liyad Kol Hibba, V'ein HaKol Boi, Mishol, V'sam Chol Min Hagan. This is Maisim Chayom. People have hens which lay eggs, and I remember last year and the year before and the year before, they remember for many, many years of my whole life, when an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we ate it on the second day. And they're not going to know that because of the din, there's been a change in circumstances, suddenly the din changed. And so therefore, Rav Avner and Shalman justifiably say, listen, we are concerned about repealing this gezeira against an egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I should say really the Isser. It's not so much a gezeira. We are afraid of repealing this Isser because b'mheri v'ana meis mikdash, the reason is going to apply once again, and we don't want people inadvertently to go ahead and to eat an egg, which is really asur, because on that day, at that point in time, it's going to be considered kedusha achas. Masha Einkin, as opposed to the question of Edus, so that's not really something that the common man is going to err in, because that's not Masur LeBezdin. I'm sorry, that's only Masur LeBezdin. That's something which is given over completely to Bezdin. It's not Masur LeKol. And so therefore, we are not concerned about the error that will be made by any common man. The Gemara now continues and really concludes this discussion with one more dissenting view. It comes up with one more reason why it is that we do not follow Rabbah's leniency. Rabbah, who taught that after the Zakana of Yochum and Zakai, a base is going to be mutar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi says, Af mi takanas of Yochum and Zakai ve'elach, even from the period of Yochum and Zakai takana and afterwards, base asura, it is still going to be prohibited to eat the egg on the second day. Mi lo mother of Yochum and Zakai, after all, the Rabbi Yochum and Zakai himself, would he not admit, shimbo edim and amin cholam Allah, shenogim osu ayom kodesh, u'machar kodesh, that if in fact Edom did come min amin cholam Allah, at that point and onwards, later in the day, we would still observe that day, Kodesh, the first day, L'macha Kodesh as well. Rashi explains Even though it's true that Rav Zakkai instituted that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash we would accept Edom all day, the acceptance of Edom from that point is only for the purpose of determining when is the first day of Tishrei, which of course in turn determines when Yom Kippur is, when Sukkot is, etc. Even if Edom come later in the day, so Rav Zakkai instituted that we will still accept them as far as determining when is Aleph Tishrei. Allow me lasos Yom Tov Sheini. However, as far as the question of when Yom Tov is to be observed, so it wasn't just one day, it was one day and the second day, and lo nekra takana rishonim im koma. The original takana never changed. Remember that we saw that originally, the takana of observing the second day of Rosh Hashanah was an extension of the first day. It was a kedusha arichta. It was one kedusha, it was yom arichta, excuse me, kedusha achas, one long extended day, so that never changed. All Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana did was to change the time in which we could accept Edom for the purpose of determining when is the first day of Tishrei. However, the status of the second day of Rosh Hashanah never changed. Rav Meila comes along Rav and he says the whole heter of Rabbah doesn't apply. Because Rabbah's whole heter of eating the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah was based on this notion that after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the status of the second day of Rosh Hashanah changes. Rabbah disagrees fundamentally with that assumption. He says there never was a status change. All Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana does is it enables us to accept Edom later in the day for the purpose of determining when we start counting the first day of Tishrei. However, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the status, the Kedusha of that day, the Mekomo Medes, it remains in the based on the original Takana, and that never changed. Finally, the Gemara concludes the Amar Rava, Hilchosa Kavasei Derav Vahani Tlus, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. Rava says that the halacha, in conclusion of this discussion, follows Rav's opinion, Vahani Tlus, in all three cases where Rav renders an opinion, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. As you recall, there were three separate discussions that we had. Number one, we just talked about the status of an egg that is laid on a Shabbos followed by a Yom Tif. So in that particular case, Rav says that the Beis HaShinol D'Vazeh, Surah Vazeh, it's Asur. Additionally, we discussed the question of a two-day Yom Tif. And Rav said in that case, Beis HaShinol D'Vazeh, Muteres Vazeh. But a regular Yom Tif Sheni Shigolios, Rav says that a Beis on the second day is going to be Mutter. And finally, this most recent case regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, once again, Rav says, Beis HaShinol D'Vazeh, Asur Vazeh. So Rav says in all three cases, we follow Rav's opinion, Bein L'Chum and Bein L'Kula. In two of these cases, Rav rules L'Chumra when it comes to Shabbos followed by Yom Tif, or vice versa when it comes to the case of Shnei Yom Tov Shir Rosh Hashanah, and Rav rules L'Kula when it comes to the case of Yom Tov Sheni, Shogoliyos, a regular 2-day Yom Tif.